Good day, everyone. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this on K101.
No matter who you are or what your background, we here at Big Tobacco want you to know that
we will never discriminate against any age,
ethnicity, or gender.
You can trust that we will tell you whatever lie is needed to convince you to try smoking.
Our messaging will
always think of you first.
Lying to you.
Right where you are.
Because you are our
number one customer.
Big Tobacco wakes up every day ready to get you hooked. Help fight the lies at tobaccostopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, the livestock complex trading lower today as the market is merely just kind of tapping its foot and waiting to see what consumers do this week. Coming up Friday, we'll see the WASDE report, and that report will be highly sought after by both hog producers and cattle enthusiasts as the industry's demand outlook is under question. Live cattle complex may be trending lower at the week's start, but there is some interesting strong fundamentals that are at play in the market already this week. To start, it's pretty encouraging that box beef prices are higher, even though the midday movement is thin. In a normal year during this time, we'd expect to see the choice select spread widen as consumers begin to pick better cuts for their grilling occasions. And then secondly, it's pretty encouraging that last week's negotiated cash cattle trade was at 92,693 head. This, of course, incredibly impressive given that over 90,000 head traded the week before. Packers are running more aggressive slaughter speeds, which means they need more cattle. And thankfully, feedlots have been able to sell their show list for higher prices over the last 2 weeks. Box beef prices are higher, choice up $3.87 at $2.98.07, select up $1.39 at $2.89.04 with a movement of 37 total loads. With corn prices trending 7 to 10 cents higher in nearby contracts, feeder cattle market is rocked back on its heels today. Feeder cattle complex has been the driving force behind the cattle market's upside in this recent move, so until the feeder cattle market finds some footing this week in trade, or unless box beef sales strengthen pretty fast, weaker tones may be the theme of both the live cattle and the feeder cattle contracts. Take a look at Oklahoma National Stockyards. They had a total of 5,500 receipts this week. All classes of feeder cattle and calves not well tested enough in the early rounds for a trend. Demand is listed as moderate. Lean hog complex continuing to trade lower as the market's in dire need of consistent consumer support. June hogs down 92 cents at 98.02. July hogs down 77 cents at 102.07. And August hogs down 50 cents at 101.22. We trade 8 to 22 cents higher today. Soybeans 20 to 22 cents higher, and your corn trade 7 to 8 cents higher. We'll check your futures in just a moment. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. June live cattle closed up 30 cents at 176.97. August down 15 cents at 174.42. October down 17 cents at 177.87. Your May feeders down $1.90 at 241.40. August down $1.87 at 252.87. And September's down $1.90 at 253.87. Kansas City hard red winter wheat for July up 25 at 675 and a quarter. December's up 23 at 706 even. Chicago wheat for July up 26 and a quarter at 648 and three quarters. September up 25 and a half at 668 and a half. July corn's up 8 3/4 at 469. December's up 5 3/4 at 488 and a half. May soybeans up 33 at 1234 and three quarters. July's up 33 3/4 at 1248 and three quarters. July cotton down 102 points at 77.04. December down 58 points at 75.39. And crude oil for June up 16 cents at 78.27. That's a wrap of your afternoon agricultural news and markets. I'm Casey Shepherd for Oklahoma Farm Report.